A restoration project has brought new life to two of Alaska's most historic musical instruments. The interior's oldest incorporated city, Eagle, recently welcomed a piano and organ back to town following their renovation in Fairbanks. Eagle Historical Society and Museum Director Gene Turner says both instruments came to Eagle on Yukon River sternwheelers more than 100 years ago.
The piano is the first piano brought into Eagle in 1901. The organ is a little more sketchy, but Reverend and Mrs. Kirk, Presbyterians who came from Philadelphia in 1899, wrote that they brought a baby organ with them, and this very likely could be the same one.
Turner says the piano and organ were restored with a $6,000 state grant. Fairbanks technician Kit Cleworth did the work. He says the piano required the most attention and estimates he spent 60 hours on it. Cleworth says the project was unique and that the museum wanted the piano to retain its historic look but be playable.
I did not replace a lot of the parts I would normally replace. I kept the original parts, but I did replace all the strings, all the tuning pins, and most of the felt, especially under the keys. And it played to a modern pitch, and all the keys worked, and it made a joyful noise.
It's unknown who brought the piano to Eagle, but Cleworth confirms it's vintage.
This is a Wheelock, W-H-E-E-L-O-C-K, and it's an old manufacturer. This particular piano was probably manufactured between 1880 and 1890. It's probably one of the original pianos in Alaska.
The Historical Society's Turner says the piano has a long tradition of use at Eagle's Redmond Hall.
It's always been kind of a community hall, and there have been lots of dances and plays and that sort of thing held there. So we have a lot of stories about town celebrations being held there.
Turner says the refurbished piano was officially welcomed back to Redmond Hall with a sing-along. The organ was back in the community's St. Paul's Log Chapel. Turner says the Eagle Museum has a collection of historic sheet music, and the community hopes to produce a CD featuring the restored instruments.